Time to talk some Oregon baseball. Sweep this weekend, 21-8, up to 22nd in Baseball America's rankings. Back to work at PK Park with Portland tomorrow night. Then a huge trip to Tucson and the number 7 Wildcats. George Horton joins us. Coach, how are things?
Good. How are you, Steve?
All is well. We had David Peterson on last week, and sometimes things make sense. You watch a guy work on the mound, see the kind of season he's having, and then we get a chance to talk to him firsthand about this team, what they're trying to accomplish. So safe to say he's not only a great talent, but he's got that demeanor, maturity to be successful, like as a number one and at this level.
Yeah, he really does. Very mature young man, even when he came to us as a freshman, and certainly has matured along the way and become he was a great teammate right from the start, but becoming the leader in the pitching staff and one of our top leaders for our entire team. I'm proud of his development, not only physically but emotionally, and the way he represents our program on and off the field is just tremendous.
I want to get to last Tuesday, BYU. Carranza starts, got staked to a 4-run lead, and of his 5 innings, I think he had just one that was 1-2-3. He was able to kind of dance around, limit the damage to 2 runs. Then yesterday, 2 unearned in the first inning, ends up with the win. Now, this is a guy that only made 2 starts for you last year. Seems like he's one of those gutted out guys. How pleased are you and Coach Ulrich with his progress so far as a sophomore?
Well, I think it's been a tremendous development. You know, he started the season and he was in the mix for our weekend. He actually started our first Monday, which was our fourth game. And, he didn't give up many runs in that, but it was like the infielders needed chest protectors. He didn't miss a barrel, and we turned some good defensive plays for him. And then his next outing, he got roughed up a little bit. And him and Coach Dietrich went back to the drawing board a little bit. He's messed around with his delivery, which isn't easy to do on the fly. And got a little Johnny Cueto, different tempos that he uses occasionally. And did some stuff like closed off his front side, got a little, I think, more angle and tilt and some little technical things. But ultimately, he hasn't asked to be back in the weekend rotation. He's flat out earned it, you know, and he's done a tremendous job. He deserved to get the win against BYU, although the relievers came in and hit guys and walked guys and kind of coughed up his win, so to speak. And Isaiah's, I think, now a very formidable force for us on Sunday, and that's something we needed because we haven't been able to close the deal on Sunday so far.
Talking Oregon baseball with Coach Horton, and for sure this conference is a beast year to year, and now we see what kind of season Oregon State's having. Stanford's ranked, you guys, Arizona, Washington's tough, Cal looks like they're right there, Utah beat you twice. Is it me, or even for this league, does it seem like this year it's like, man, every series is just going to be a grind?
Yeah, the Beavers are certainly making it look extremely easy, you know, setting a Pac-12 record and record for their program, their illustrious program, and the string that they've been on. They've had a few games that they probably would be the first to admit that they might not have won, but what a magical season it is. They're doing whatever it takes, and when they're not just boat racing somebody, they're coming from behind and finding a way to win, and a 16-inning deal the other day. And you're right, our league is not a league that you're supposed to dominate like they are. It's a league that you endure. You know, it's every single weekend, and great coaches, great players. It's a wonderful league to be a coach and a player in. And like you said, we got our work cut out for us going to Tucson, and Coach Johnson's done a tremendous job in his second year there. And, I think it's a weekend that we could possibly put ourselves even more on the map. We're starting to creep into the polls now because the level of success, 21-8, and have had a couple good strings. And this is a weekend that we're looking forward to. It'll be a great barometer to see what kind of team we have.
I mentioned the win yesterday to complete that UC Irvine sweep. You spot him a 2-run first-inning lead. Then Tim Susnara hits an inside-the-park homer to start the comeback. Coach, is there a rule if your catcher hits an inside-the-park home run, you have to win that game?
Those are exciting plays. You know, it's one of my favorite plays in baseball. Besides, you know, the obvious is the grand slam. But,
right,
you know, whether it's a defensive alignment that a lot of things have to go into place to throw a guy out at the plate, or to see a young man give it everything he's got, get an inside the Parker. And they're always typically pretty close plays at the plate, and catchers aren't known for their foot speed. But Tim did find a kind of a third gear coming around third, and he sniffed it, and it was very exciting to see him accomplish that. And he had a big weekend, not only offensively, but his ability to expand the strike zone and block pitches and throw guys out. You know, that's kind of what you pay your quarterback or your catcher to do. He's kind of the middle linebacker or the quarterback of the team, and even when they're not hitting, they can serve a great purpose to win and lose baseball games. And Tim's done a great job for it.
Now, after that, you had three relievers go 7, 8, and 9, one inning each with Acuna, Stiles, and Warren. Between them, they faced one hitter over the minimum. Just not having to use Zwetch, who'd thrown 2 1/3 on Saturday, and your closer. Man, that's a great job finishing the deal by that trio, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the development of a lot of our guys on our staff is, you know, I think that's a tribute to Coach Dietrich and their hard work. And, you know, we've always tried to pride ourselves on having back end of the bullpen type guys. And maybe we have it's a little bit crowded on the back end because of the excellence of them. And, it's a nice luxury to have that we can keep guys all fresh. And, like when we had the likes of Scherfe and Negosic and Jake Reed and all the great closers that we've had. Sometimes you need to extend them a little bit in a weekend series that they go two or three times. And with the depth and quality that we have, we can kind of alternate that. You know, speaking of Kenyon Jovan, what a tremendous season he's having so far. He hasn't given up an earned run yet. And knock on wood, he can continue that deep into the season.
A couple of final thoughts for Coach Horton. When we talked before the opener about center field, you know, Jacob Goldfarb had been injured, and you made it clear that Jake Bennett was going to be your guy. So how has he handled not only that important position defensively, but, you know, hitting second or third, a key spot in your lineup as well?
Well, Jake's handled that extremely well. You know, I think he probably left some RBIs on the table, and he'd be the first to tell you that. But you look at his numbers, he's very consistent. He grinds through at bats. He shows up every day. He is one of the true team leaders, and don't mind that at all because of his character and the way he plays and the example that he sets for everybody. Defensively, you know, we move him over to right sometimes because we play Carson Brashears in center defensively because Carson's used to that position, and Jake can play left, right, and center equally as well. And he's really developed into a tremendous defensive player. You know, he was a liability when he first came to us, we thought, and became a great right fielder last year, and now his ability to secure that important defensive position in center is a tribute to Jake's hard work.
Let's wrap with this. Tomorrow night, Portland here in town, 6 o'clock. I read you're going to run Cole Stringer out, who had a rough last start against Utah and in relief against Washington. Between you and Coach Dietrich, you know, what were his struggles, and what does he need to kind of correct as he gets ready to go out there for the first time in, I think, what will be 9 days?
Well, he just needs to be sharp. We thought we might have left him in a little bit too long at Utah, so we'll take part of that responsibility. I thought he pitched well enough for us to had we been able to make a mark against their left-hander, which we didn't. We could have won that game on Sunday. And Cole's a left-hander that nothing goes straight. He changes speeds extremely well. He holds runners. He fields a spot. And you know, I think he's going to give us an honest start. It'll be a staff effort because of, you know, our big series coming up. We don't want to waste anybody, not necessarily a waste anybody, but use people up and our bullets up for the weekend series because of conference and the challenge of the Wildcats is going to be significant. So Cole will probably go about 30, 40 pitches, and then we'll pass the baton and probably use 5 or 6 guys in tomorrow's game, and hopefully we can find a way to get enough zeros to win the game.
There you have it, 6 o'clock tomorrow night here in town at PK Park. You guys have catapulted into the top 25. Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck tomorrow, and of course, the trip to Tucson this weekend. Always appreciate our chats.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, take it easy.